Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. The sermon for today, the Sunday after Ascension Day, I pay the penalty they deserve by the Most Reverend John T.K. Hoon. Today, we contemplate what the prayer book calls His glorious ascension. The ascension of Christ is glorious because it proves once and for all that He is God, that He reflects the glory of God, which is the light of His presence. The ascension is also glorious because it is the final expression of Jesus' victory. He has taken, as it were, the worst that earth could throw at Him: humiliation, pain, anguish, and execution. And He has come through all of it with only a couple of scratches. Scratches which prove that God is stronger than suffering or death. The glory of the ascension does not belong to Jesus alone. It is ours to share with Him because we are members of His body. When Jesus went back to heaven to be with His Father, He did not restore the status quo which obtained before He entered the womb of its Virgin Mother. He did not go back to being pure spirit as He had been before His incarnation. He has taken our human nature up to heaven with Him. His ascension is a foretaste of our own ascensions into heaven at the last day. The prayer book collect tells us we can experience heaven with Him now in our hearts and in our mind. He tells us the purpose of His ascension when He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, thither ye may be also. The disciples on this Sunday were in between two great events. Jesus had ascended into heaven, but He had told them not to go back home and start fishing again just yet. He said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high. Wait in Jerusalem until I send the Holy Ghost to you. He will show you what I want you to do, and He will give you the inclination and the strength to do it. His promise is still good. In today's epistle, St. Peter tells us, the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. We associate the end of all things as more with Advent than with Ascension and Whitsunday. But the urgency of what St. Peter says reminds us that the coming of the Holy Ghost is the last really big and decisive thing God does in human history. From now on, the church has to spread the word about Jesus until His coming again. The book of the Bible which unlocks the more cosmic meaning of the ascension is the Epistle to the Hebrews. The essential purpose of that book is to explain Jesus' death on the cross in terms of Old Testament cult of animal sacrifice. The climactic moment of the liturgical year in Judaism was the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. On that day, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies in the temple at Jerusalem and throw the blood of the atonement sacrifice on the place where God was most likely present. That action, among others, took away the sins of all the people for the year. Hebrews tells us that when Jesus ascended into heaven, He was entering the true Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies space in the temple was just an earthly image of the throne room of God, the Father in heaven. Jesus did not carry the blood of animals with Him. Carry His own blood. The blood of his sacrifice on the cross. His sacrifice was the sacrifice to which all the animal sacrifices had been pointing ahead all along. His sacrifice was perfect because the one who offered it and the sacrifice that was offered were the same. Jesus is both the priest and the victim. No sacrifice can undo his, so his sacrifice brings the animal sacrifices to their conclusion. Yom Kippur forgave sins for 1 year. Good Friday forgives sins for all time. Jesus is sitting down at the Father's right side because his priestly work, all priestly work, is over and done. At the end of the prayer for the whole state of Christ Church, we call Jesus our only mediator and advocate. Mediator means go-between, someone who puts himself in between two parties to try to reconcile them. We were separated from God by our sin and disobedience. Jesus is the perfect mediator between us and God because he reconciles us in his own being. He is both God and man. He does for us what we could never do for ourselves. His ascension is the final proof. Advocate means one who speaks for, lawyer, as it were. What Jesus does in heaven with his blood is to plead it before God. He defends us. He is our advocate. Not because he says, oh, they're really not so bad. They have pretty good reasons to act the way they do. They're really kind of cute. Why don't we just let them off the hook? Jesus is our advocate because he points to his blood and says, I paid the penalty they deserve. I sacrificed myself so they would get off the hook and have all the charges against them dropped. They sin, but I die. That's it. So the ascension becomes the final act in the drama of our salvation. The Father sees that his Son has been completely obedient. The Father sees that his Son's blood means that he has sacrificed himself to forgive us. We can rely on that forgiveness always. We can stand before God without fear because Jesus died. As he says, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. And now, unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as the most just you do, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.